The mortality rate from COVID-19 continues to rise around the world. Officials and scientists are in overdrive searching for a cure. The island nation of Madagascar says it has already found one. The country has only had 200 coronavirus cases and zero deaths. The world's Halima Gakandi tells us that story.
The amber-colored drink comes in a clear bottle. It's called COVID Organics. It was introduced last month by a state-run lab in Madagascar. Officials say the herbal drink's main ingredient comes from the plant Artemisia annua, also known as sweet wormwood. Professor Chris Nahos researches traditional medicine at Northwest University in South Africa. She says Artemisia annua is a well-known plant.
It's a very popular herbal medicine. It's one of the most frequently used herbal medicines in parts of the world.
The plant is also known in scientific circles. It contains an ingredient called artemisinin, which is widely used to treat malaria. According to Host, it's not the only African herbal remedy with commercial uses.
There are quite a few prescribed Western medicines that have their source in African herbal remedies.
She points to the chemotherapy drugs derived from the Madagascar periwinkle as an example. But let's be clear, there's currently no evidence that the Artemisia annua plant or its derivatives can effectively treat the new coronavirus. That hasn't stopped Madagascar's president, André Rajoelina, from promoting it. On Monday, he told a French news agency that the drink was not only a prevention for COVID-19, but a cure.
COVID Organics, needless to say, is a preventative and curative remedy against COVID-19. It works very well.
President Rajoelina says 80% of Madagascar's population uses traditional medicines like this one. So far, the government has already handed out the drink to schools and donated it to other countries. Last week, Tanzania's foreign minister, Palamagamba Kabudi, flew to Madagascar to accept boxes of the herbal tonic.
Madagascar is contributing a solution to a global problem.
But scientists around the world are sounding the alarm. During a recent press conference, the World Health Organization's Africa director, Matshidiso Moeti, said any new treatment needs to be tested first.
We would caution and advise against countries adopting a product which has not been taken through tests to see its efficacy against COVID-19.
On Tuesday, the WHO met with 70 African traditional medicine experts to discuss the possible role that traditional medicine could play in the coronavirus pandemic. They all agreed that medicines need to go through clinical trials first. Professor Chris Nahos says it's important to treat African traditional remedies like any other potential medical treatment.
You should ask the same questions as with any medicines developed in a laboratory. You need to know that it's proven effective for the specific medical application. You must know it has been proven safe for consumption.
A U.S. company has partnered with a German institute to test whether the same Artemisia annua plant could be effective against coronavirus. But President Rajoelina of Madagascar says there's no time to waste on testing. The proof, he says, is in the coronavirus patients who were allegedly cured within 7 to 10 days of taking the herbal remedy.
The vast majority of patients were treated with this remedy are all the proof you need that it works. No one has died in Madagascar. No one has died.
The African Union says it needs to see more scientific data about this herbal drink from Madagascar. Then the African Centers for Disease Control can review the information to see if it's effective. For the world, I'm Halima Gikandi.